30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Nine o'clock. That means it's the open line hour here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, we have texting available during the broadcast at 411-923. And you can also send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitor all three of those during the broadcast. During the week, we do not monitor the text that is provided by the broadcast flagship, KTAR. That's not something that we monitor during the week. That's used for communications to the studio. So just during the broadcast only, text at 411-923. But the email, info@rosieonthehouse.com. And the phone number, 1-888-767-4348. We answer all week long. Special and, guest back in studio.
And sweet Jennifer is at her call screening station, ready to take your name, the nature of your question, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can. I'm Rosie. You've been listening to Romy for about the last 6 months.
It wasn't that long. It was four.
He's in a time warp still.
Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it a lot.
So, well, welcome back, and glad to have you here for the second week in a row now.
Yeah, I missed a wet winter here.
It was a wet winter. Yeah. I've got a video pulling out of the driveway at the house, and the road, our dirt road in front, the whole thing is a wash. I drove out.
It's a river.
A wash, right? Coming down. It was incredible, and I haven't added what rainfall came in this week, but as of Tuesday, we were at 7 inches of rain since October
on
a state average, which is almost 4 inches above our annual for that time, or our average for that time frame. And you heard, if you joined us last hour in the Outdoor Living Hour with Jay Harper, you heard us all the things that are going to come. We did get a little bit of a frost, but with all the moisture, we're going to have a lot of insects. We could have a pretty good allergy season with all the growth from weeds. If we let weeds go on our home, that's only going to help perpetuate the insect invasion. So there's a lot of great things that the rain has brought, but there's a lot of things that it brings that we don't normally have to deal with. And you can also just imagine what this has done to our roofs. You know, as it relates to our home,
boy.
What does 7 inches do to a desert roof in a four-month period of time? The one nice thing is that we don't have to deal with in the monsoons. We get these really hot days. So the tar material and the emulsions and everything that's up there protecting our roof, even if it's a foam, it gets really hot. Well, then you get this rain on it and it cools it down really quick, and that sharp jump in temperature can cause a lot of times materials to contrast, and that's when cracks manifest themselves and leaks start. We haven't had too many of those extreme temperatures during this time where we've got a roof that's 120 degrees, 150 degrees, cooling down 40, 50, 60, 70 degrees by the rain. You know, maybe a 30-degree variant, so we haven't, it hasn't done that. But 7 inches of rain on our roofs cause different types of leak. Every roof,
it does.
Every rain, the different types of rain do different things. These long soakers like we had this week, that will produce different types of leaks than a quick, fast rain cloud. Let's say we got an inch over the whole course of the day. Well, leaks will show up there that wouldn't show up if we got an inch in 1 hour that just came, gone, and was dry before it had time to work its way all the way through your roof penetration, down the sheathing, to a rafter, and down through your insulation and drywall, and start showing up inside your home. A long soaker that happens like this all day long, where it's just, like we talk about in the Outdoor Living Hour when we're talking about drip irrigation, a deep soak. We had a deep soak this week.
We did, and a lot of times that long, slow rain ends up in a lot of stucco parapet cracks, and it shows problems with a paint job you've let go a little bit too long, and the stucco is soaking in, and then you see the water at your windowsills and your window heads and your door headers, and everybody jumps to the conclusion it's a roof leak, when actually, in fact, many times it's a stucco leak. So it is a much different kind of rain than the quick, intense monsoon rains of the summer. It does manifest itself. I understand maybe we got a couple aggravating phone calls at the office this week about homeowners not happy that all the Rosie certified roofers are booked out a couple weeks.
And if you had called them in May, when we had a three-month stretch of no rain, they were all sitting around looking for something to do.
And everybody was doing free inspections.
And you can't, you know, to me, one of the hardest industries in Arizona to be in, because you've got these long stretches of nothing, then you get these stretches of rain spurts, and you can't get to the customers fast enough. But you know, to only grow your crew, how are you going to keep that crew busy in a couple weeks when we go 4, 5, 6 months with no work? And you start layoffs. I mean, it's a very hard labor force to keep busy, which is why you see a lot of guys that will do residential and commercial, and they do a lot of commercial maintenance on these big roofs where they're under maintenance plans, and that's how they can offset that a lot of times. But, you know, if you grow your roofing crew, you either got to keep them busy, or they just know they're getting hired short term to help me through this. And, you know, when we get through these next 100 jobs, if we don't have them lined up, you're going to have to go back into a different trade.
Well, and then when we're hit with the really intense storms, then you've got the tradespeople coming in from out of state, quote unquote, storm chasers. And you have to be really careful there. It's not to say all storm chasers are bad, but you just have to be really, really careful.
Well, a lot of them are doing exactly that. They're fixing it, you know, and instead of sitting there waiting for the next storm, well, then they go to where the damage is.
Right.
And like Dad said, they're not necessarily bad, but if they're doing work, where are they going to be when you need them to come look at the work they did?
Yeah.
And they're three states away, working on damage from another storm.
It's something you want to be really careful of. You know, we're trying to offset manpower shortages by a lot of different ways. You know how they're trying to offset labor shortages in Japan?
I have no idea.
Romy, I did a lot of reading.
I was just getting ready to tease you. You've obviously had a lot of time to read if you're reading about labor in Japan.
Yeah, a lot of bedtime, a lot of reading time. They're actually building robots that can do construction tasks. They have a robot in Japan that hangs sheetrock.
I have seen a number of the different robotic machines they use for a lot of different things. 3D house building, where they've got a mortar pump and it, you know, pumps lines and lines and lines of mortar. And, you know, you just fill the mortar bucket, and they're probably going to have a machine to do that someday too. And it outlines the entire house, and you just come back and do your interior finishing. I've seen machines that actually do brick laying. The arm picks up the brick. It goes underneath a dispenser for the grout mortar mix, and then it puts it right in place. And it's it's not ever going to be replaced, I think, by robots. There's going to be something to the old world craftsman skill that they'll never be able to duplicate with a robot. Whoa. But
right now you got to get the robot to the job site. He can't get himself there. But it's one way they're addressing population and skilled workmen shortfalls through technology. So it can't help but be interesting. And then to address that, I don't think they'll ever, well, I don't know. That's a dangerous thing to say. But getting a robot to do roofing would be really tough, because there's so many different types of material. Getting them up and down the ladder, getting the material up on the roof, assessing whether or not the plywood needs to be repaired or replaced. So we would like to issue kind of a soft apology that the Rosie certified roofers across Arizona have been too busy to get to some of you as quick as you would like to be taken care of. But if you're a regular listener of the show, we tried to prep you for this last fall. Get a free inspection now. Get a free inspection now. So be patient. It's better to wait for the best guy available than not wait for the next guy available.
Definitely. There's a reason they have a customer base. It's because they're good, reputable, and people, you want your roof done right the first time. You don't want to have to see them again for 30, 40 years. Some of these roofing systems now, they're touting 50 years. But that's not, roof leaks weren't the only thing that affected some homeowners. For people in Clarkdale, Camp Verde, Montezuma, Rimrock, there's only 25 homes that had to be, that were damaged as a result of flooding. And then a lot more were evacuated. So it could be worse.
your little sister, Julia, in Minneapolis, sent me a video that aired on Channel 15 in Phoenix about the waterfalls in Oak Creek Canyon. And there was an article in Arizona Central about going out and seeing all the different waterfalls. I mean, in the McDowell, the Matazels, the Galeros. They were everywhere.
And that's actually in today's paper in the Explore Arizona section of the Republic.
Oh.
Time to hike right, and you'll get to see time this hike right, and you'll get to see waterfalls, and had a bunch of listings there if you want to get out and about and enjoy the. If you were one of the homeowners that took our advice and you did get your roof inspected and you did determine that you needed a new one, you've got a brand new roof and you weren't affected by this at all, you go enjoy a little waterfall hike.